In the village of Al-Qusra, in the north of the occupied West Bank, dozens of Israeli settlers stormed the village and chopped down nearly 200 olive trees. They later attacked the villagers' houses and farm machinery with stones, causing serious damage. Angry villagers complained, and Palestinian security officials detained some of the settlers. But that did not last long, as they were forced to release them upon the arrival of the Israeli army. The occupying soldiers then fired tear gas at the Palestinian residents.
The settlers cut all of the olive trees and threw stones at the houses. This is the second time this has happened this week. The settlers have been harassing us for 3 years. They have shot and injured our people, including an incident when I was shot in the right foot.
Residents of the village showed Press TV the damage that caused the olive trees.
Yesterday, Abdelmajid Tawfiq called me in the early hours of the morning. The settlers were inside his land. They were attacking the houses and farm machinery. They broke the glass of a tractor. When we investigated, the settlers ran away, and then we found they had cut 115 olive trees. They then re-entered at 6 in the morning and cut more olive trees.
The Israeli settlers further vandalized Palestinian property by spraying racist slogans such as "A good Arab is a dead Arab" on the walls of their houses. The Israeli soldiers said they would investigate the incident. However, history has taught the Palestinians that none of the occupying settlers have ever been brought to justice. Following today's incident in Qusra, Palestinian human rights groups are deeply concerned. Now that Israel are rapidly expanding settlements, there'll be an increase in settler violence and Palestinian lives will continue to be at risk. Nell Burden, Press TV, occupied Al-Qusra.